talking about annual campaign. And joining us now is Tony Kayumi, who is the Chief Mission Advancement and Government Relations Officer. Tony, thanks for being with us.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us here.
Let's talk about the Chief Mission Advancement part first. What does that mean?
Mission advancement in the YMCA is all about the good works that we do in the community, about forming collaborations and serving the people in our service area. So it can mean many things depending on the community that you're in, because every community is unique and individual, and we don't treat any community like a cookie cutter.
From Rick Haas a few moments ago, we learned that there are several other Ys, of course, outside of this area, and I imagine you're involved with the overall approach?
Absolutely. We have 12 branches across our 6-county area that we serve, 41 child care sites, and 9 program locations. So a lot of times when people are thinking about the YMCA, they're thinking about the health and wellness portion of it, the membership branches, the gyms, the youth sports, the swimming, things along those lines. But what a lot of people don't realize is we are actually the largest child care provider in Northeast Ohio, and that holds true throughout the United States. YMCAs are the largest child care provider, and so many working parents depend upon us and upon our annual campaign, because a lot of people can't afford to pay for quality child care, so they need subsidization. They need assistance so that they can get off the welfare rolls and be able to afford to go to work, so that they can be contributing members to society, stop breaking that cycle that's out there, and actually have successful career paths for them and a good role modeling for their children.
So it's putting them in a better position to succeed, and it's a great benefit for the children as well.
Absolutely, because it's quality child care. We offer before and after school care. We have preschools. We have summer camps. So no matter when you're working, you know, a lot of times you're thinking about school 9 to 3. Well, what's a working parent to do if they don't have any other assistance? And we like to be able to provide that from about 6:30 in the morning to 6 o'clock at night, so a working parent has time to get to and from work and have their full day.
It's a staggering number, the one you mentioned about how many kids are part of the program. What was it again?
Absolutely. We have 2,104 children in our child care program in 2014, and we gave away about $1.3 million in financial aid to families so that they could afford to be part of our membership branches, be able to afford our programs, be in our child care, because we turn no one away due to the inability to pay. That's part of our mission.
And again, it goes back to the campaign that we're talking about today. Those resources are vital to those kinds of programs.
They absolutely are. And it's so important to our mission. I mean, to give you an example, 17,000 people received financial aid in our communities that we serve. We actually only managed to raise last year about $424,000, but it's so important to the Y that we actually gave away $1.3 million. So by far more than we raised, we gave away, because that is so important to us.
So the need is there, no question about it.
It is, and every little bit that people can do to help us, no matter what level you can contribute at, we are extremely grateful. A lot of people think, well, what can my $5 do, or what can my $10 do? Well, if everybody gives a little bit, it adds up, and it's of extreme importance to the families who rely on us for that.
We're talking with Tony Kayumi today, Chief Mission Advancement and Government Relations Officer. Let's talk about government relations. When I think of the Y, I must confess I don't think about government relations. What's that?
Okay, the government relations portion is part of the community collaborations. When different government entities come together with nonprofit organizations, they can better serve the community together. We're better together than we are apart. That could refer to your school districts. That could refer to cities or villages. When you look at several of the YMCAs that we actually have in our service area that are ours, our branches, some of them are city government collaborations. The French Creek Family YMCA is an example of that. We also have the Warrensville Heights Family YMCA and the North Royalton Family YMCA. All three of those are government YMCA collaborations.
And we talked about one of those collaborations earlier, the Heart and Soul event in North Ridgeville. The Y is involved in that, part of the whole United Way collaborative effort to promote wellness and healthy lifestyles.
We do a lot of healthy lifestyles for all ages, you know, talking to families and kids about good nutrition, our senior citizens and our Silver Sneaker program that we have. We also do a lot of chronic disease prevention, and that's very important, because when you think about also, and the government thinks about this, the CDC recently gave us a $2.9 million grant that's spread out over a 3-year period to work on chronic disease disease prevention and working at going out into the communities so that there's not so many health disparities for people who are in challenging economic situations. And so a lot of the work that we do isn't just in the swim and gym mentality.
Again, that's one of those things I'm confident a lot of people out there are not aware that you have that mission as well, because you're right. They see the facility, they come here, maybe they work out, but there's so much more to it and so much more to your mission.
Absolutely. And so, for instance, we have our diabetes prevention program. We have our Live Strong program for cancer patients, cancer survivors. There's a lot of work that we're doing that, of course, exercise and healthy living is extremely important. We just recently hired a chief medical officer. In fact, we're going to be doing a lot more medically based programs. We also have reciprocity throughout the state of Ohio. So all of the YMCAs in the state of Ohio, if you are traveling on business and you're in the state and you happen to be a YMCA of Greater Cleveland member, but you're down in Akron or you're in Toledo, your membership is good there too.
A lot of good things happening at the Y.
It certainly is. And we also love community collaborations, whether that's working with the churches, the schools, various forms of government. We like to be able to come together and work collaboratively with our partners in the community.
Tony Kayumi has been our guest, Chief Mission Advancement and Government Relations Officer. Tony, thank you so much for being part of our broadcast today. We appreciate it. Coming up on 5:30 here at AM 930, and we've got more from the Y in the hour ahead here on AM 930.